It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
Welcome to the Octagon of Doom, Bramlage Coliseum, today where history is being made. The Riverside Cyclones, for the first time in the girls' program, is making an appearance at the state basketball tournament. It's Class 2A, and today's quarterfinal will be a matchup of the 4 and 5 seeds as the Lady Cyclones from the Big 7 League get set to take on the Wichita Independent Panthers here in this quarterfinal today from the Central Plains League. The first time ever at State for Riverside and just the second time in school history for Wichita Independent. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday again. We're courtside here in Manhattan, and it's Wichita Independent 19-4 taking on the Riverside Cyclones, who will be the home team in their white unis today as the number 4 seed with a record of 20 wins and 3 losses on the season. First-year head coach Craig Burns taking over the Cyclone program that won 10 games a season ago and had a breakthrough season this year, finishing 11-3 in the Big 7 League. And, Coach, that's where I'll start and bring you into the broadcast. The Big 7 League, where Riverside's only losses this year are against Nemaha Central, Sabetha, and Hiawatha. They also beat all three of those teams, so no team has beat Riverside more than once this season. And you'd think that the Big 7 would prepare a team for anything they might face in a 2A state tournament that Riverside's embarking on here today.
Well, you're exactly correct. And, you know, one of the things that really caught my attention, Nemaha Central was trying to make a run for an undefeated league championship. And Riverside beat them at home in a knockdown drag-out ball game. But that's a team that's a sign of a great team when they're playing their best basketball late in the year. We talked about it last night with a couple teams that were streaking with great wins strung together, and that's what Riverside's done this year. They've put together a nice run of wins against quality competition. You know, we talked about the Nemaha Valley win, or Nemaha Central win. Huge step for Riverside. You know, this is we were talking off the air, if this Big 7 was representing was Riverside, the huge changes happened to their program, because, you know, it wasn't but a few years ago that there was you count that as a win when you look at the schedule. But this team's fun to watch. We're going to see a couple of premier post players in the state at the 2A level, especially tonight.
You talk about Riverside and how this program has come a long ways. Tim Stillman was the coach for 5 years before Craig Burns took over, kind of getting this thing back on the right track. In his first year, they won one game. In his second year, they won two games. In his third year, they won four games. In his fourth year, they won 7 games. And then last season, Coach Stillman's squad was 10-12, and certainly more competitive before this breakthrough season for head coach Craig Burns and company here this year. We mentioned the three losses for Riverside to Sabetha and Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. The Panthers of Wichita Independent have 4 losses, and they've been to some quality teams as well. Garden Plain, Cheney, names you'll certainly recognize, as well as Eureka and Berean Academy. Here's the thing that I thought was interesting for Independent. First of all, they only won 4 games last year themselves. They're at state for just the second time in school history. They were here in 2017. But I looked at all the games and the scores for Wichita Independent. Win or lose, they only had 1 game decided by less than 6 points all season. It was a win, but every other game has been more than 6 in all, but a couple have been double-digit games, so I'd like to see Riverside push this game into the second half, keep it close, and hey, it's the 4-5 seed, so anything can happen here today.
Well, that's a true statement. You know, first of all, Tim Stillman did a fantastic job. You know, even when they were winning 1 game or 2 games, he had to instill in those kids, play hard, play defense, play hard, scrap. And even though they were, the winning records didn't come until this year, it started with Coach Stillman 5 years ago. And I don't know Coach Burns, but he's done a great job. They were a fun team to watch. He's got them playing at a high level. And, you know, the thing, you're going to see this battle-tested Riverside team. I think you're exactly right. I think you'll see them we'll go toe-to-toe with Wichita Independent. And the nice thing that you're going to have a 6'2 and a 6'3 girl. They're going to negate each other. I think you're going to have to see some of the other girls step up and make some things happen for both these teams to have some success today.
The winner of this game will get undefeated 23-0 Pittsburgh Colgan in a semifinal tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. here at Bramlage Coliseum. But the right to play Colgan is what's on the line next. It's Riverside and Wichita Independent. And the starting lineups and opening tip are coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. With studio engineer Seth Collison, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you, getting set for Riverside and Wichita Independent here in the 2A girls quarterfinal round. The Panthers are the visiting team in their black and blue unis under head coach E.J. Garnett, and we'll give you their starting lineup first. It is 5'5 senior Dana Imantilova. Also starting is 5'7 junior Leah Thompson. 5'9 sophomore Samaya Ellis, averaging 22 points per game. And then a couple six-footers in the post for Independent. That's Dina Holmes, a 6'3" senior, and Steffi Salamu, a 6-foot junior. So Salamu and Holmes, Ellis, Thompson, and Imantilova. Imantilova. Say that three times.
Imantilova.
There we go. Your Wichita Independent starting lineup here today. For the Riverside Lady Cyclones and their head coach, Craig Burns, a 20-3 phenomenal season to this point. They'll start in the backcourt, 5'5 junior point guard Allie Studer. Also 5'4 junior guard Abby O'Grady starting for the Cyclones is a freshman, a 5'2 guard Liala Duncan. In the post for Riverside is 6'2 junior Taylor Weiser. And rounding out the starting lineup is Sophie Jewell, a 5'10 junior for the Cyclones. Taylor Weiser averaging 16 points and 11 rebounds per game. Allie Studer is averaging 9 points per ball game for the Cyclones. We knew those two would be great. They've been all-league and all-state performers in their high school prep career already. A Riverside team that only has 2 seniors on the roster and neither one in the starting lineup here today, so a team that should continue to get better. Wichita Independent and Riverside, let's slip in one more quick timeout and we'll come back and tip this one off for Bramlage Coliseum. It's 2A State Girls Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
KNZA.
Just about set for tip-off. It's our second game of the day on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Centralia boys losing earlier in Dodge City today, falling 46-30 against the number one seed, Opie. So Centralia boys falling. You got Riverside Girls, the only girls game in our area today. Marysville boys play Wichita Collegiate, also in Hutchinson later tonight. Perry LeCompton against Southeast of Saline. And the late game tonight is the Axtell Eagles and Great Bend taking on Buckland. Here we go, opening tip controlled by Wichita Independent. They'll move from right to left on your radio dial. Ivana Golova will set it up. Riverside starts man-to-man defensively. The freshman Duncan draws the assignment against Ivana Golova. Drive and a kick into the corner. Now back up top, thinking about it, is Ellis. She'll drive, little floater, teardrop shot good. Samaya Ellis averaging 22 points a game, and she gets the first two here today.
Just a quick look at ball handling skills and a little pull-up jump shot. That's pretty Major League Basketball and a skill. And stolen right back, maybe. Jump ball.
Which will be Riverside possession. So no turnover for the Cyclones. They're going to keep it here. Got to get Taylor Weiser going. Pretty good matchup with her and Steffi Salamu. But obviously a lot runs through Weiser for the Cyclones. Need to get her involved.
Well, the thing about it is we've talked about it all year. When you and I have got a chance to work paint touches and that. Both these teams are going to want to get the ball inside.
Riverside does just that, but Jewel can't get a shot off. She kicks it out to O'Grady, a three, and it's no good. Hit the rim and the glass, but wouldn't fall through. The outlet thrown away through the hands of Leah Thompson and out of bounds. Well, that's a turnover against Wichita Independent. The Cyclones will keep it here in their half court, trailing 2-0 with nearly 1 minute gone by. Allie Studer. Had a fantastic season as well. The junior All-Big 7-League point guard sends it over to Duncan, the freshman. A few freshmen that have had an impact on the Cyclone team this year. That's a travel as they say Duncan shuffling the feet just a bit. And the Cyclones will give the ball back.
Well, it's cross court. Couldn't have a good look at that, but officials right there, so we'll trust his judgment this time.
No pressure by either team, and both squads play a man-to-man early on. Monica Lova brings it up the court against Duncan to the left side. The ball goes to Ellis. Ellis looks like a fine basketball player, just a sophomore, averaging 22 a game. Here's Salamu, her first year with Wichita Independent. Missed it, but got her own rebound and missed it a second time. The third try is a foul call. This is Dina Holmes, a 6'3" senior. But Holmes standing next to Weiser. I mean, yeah, it's a couple of giants out there. We got 3 6-foot girls out on the court. First foul of the game will put Dina Holmes at the line. Cyclones going to have to rebound better. The free throw's no good. Riverside struggling to get the defensive board that time. How about the hair here by Dina Holmes? She's got purple hair that goes all the way down her back and almost to the bottom of her gym shorts on the backside as she makes the second free throw.
Let's just say I can't duplicate it.
We can only dream about
yeah.
it, for sure. Wichita Independent having their boys team here. They won yesterday. Here's a steal to Maya Ellis. And
got a first carry, I think.
Yeah. So a steal by Wichita Independent, but then Ellis carried the basketball. Turnovers even at two here. A lot of jitters early on. Nobody on this court has ever been in a state tournament basketball game before. First time ever for Riverside, and Wichita Independent made it 2017. Here's a drive by Duncan. Shot is blocked. At 2 6-footers guarding her there.
Yeah.
Duncan's only 5'2".
Pin it down. Quick shot. Riverside. Weiser rips off the board. She's going to bring it up herself.
Both teams seem to want to play pretty fast here in the early going. Couple minutes gone by. Touch inside for Jewel again, and her shot blocked. Jewel gets it back, though. Banks it home. Play to stick with it. Sophie Jewel ties the game at or it makes it a 3-2 game, excuse me. I forgot the free throw by Independent. Yeah, Riverside doing a good job of getting paint touches, but a couple block shots already by those six-foot Giants. Here's a shot blocked by Weiser. Best in the Big 7 and shot blocked. Gets a rejection there. Weiser hasn't got a touch, though, yet on the offensive end. They get it to her, and she drives right baseline, and a foul. The shot went in, but they wipe it off. Foul was on the floor before Weiser finally got a touch and a look at the basket. First foul on the Panthers.
Sophie Salumu picks up a
free throw. Foul on her.
Foul on her. And Weiser off the glass.
Pretty good look. Taylor just didn't quite get enough on it. Chips for the Cyclones to take their first lead to no avail there as Ellis, the Panthers, quickly back at the other end. Nice move. Wow. Baseline pull-up jumper from 10.
23. Ellis.
So Maya Ellis has 4 points now, a couple baskets. And a reach-in foul. This team not very deep. In fact, only 8 girls on the roster. So only 3 on the bench for Wichita Independent. Mentioned their guys won yesterday in the opening round of state. So girls trying to join them in a semifinal doubleheader tomorrow afternoon here at Bramlage. Studer will throw it in. Cyclones underneath their own basket, down 3. Weiser gets the lob. Facing the basket, dribbles, double team, puts it up anyway and scores.
Strong move. Better feet underneath her. Went up through contact.
Going up against 2 6 footers. That's still able to score. Cyclones down by 1. 4:40 to go. Clock moving here in the opening quarter. Out steps Salamu. She'll try to drive. Collision with Weiser, and they call the block. Taylor seemed to be kind of planted. She doesn't agree with the call, but maybe kind of leaned a little bit on Salamu's drive there. And they say the foul was on the floor. First personal on Weiser. Team foul's now even at 2. Can't get Taylor in foul trouble, that is for sure. Cyclones in the white jerseys, the Carolina blue numerals, letters, and trim. Down low. Just fade away off the glass. Missed by the Panthers. That shot wouldn't go for Dina Holmes. There's Weiser handling the basketball. Duncan shoots the 3 and missed it short. Rebound falls to Holmes. Almost tied up there with Jewell. Now the ball pushed to the other end by Amana Kinlova. She'll flip it over to Samaya Ellis. 5-4, Wichita Independent, leading Riverside by 1. It's a 4-5 seed matchup. Undefeated in top seed Pittsburgh Colgan awaiting the winner of this game. They cruised past St. Mary's earlier today. Nice defense. Allie Suter on the deck. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow to Independent. I thought for a moment it might be a foul on Independent.
That's exactly my thoughts, exactly. And been interesting to watch this Wichita Independent. They've attacked this in the half court from the left side of the floor both times. That was the first time they went to the right side of the floor and about to turn it over. Nice move.
Salamu able to finish. Basket, the third different player to score for the Panthers. Sylvia Selman is out there as well for Wichita Independent right now. Riverside has their starting 5. Down low to Jewell without the dribble. In some trouble. Finds Studer. Studer looks to attack and leaves it for Weiser on the left wing. Taylor's bumped at the foul line. Foul number 3 on the Panthers. And it's on Steffi Saluma. That is her second personal foul. So she goes out and the lineup gets much shorter with Leah Thompson checking back in. Now maybe a chance to get Weiser involved.
Exactly.
One of the 6-foot girls out of there. Here's Jewell double teamed on the low block. And we get a whistle and a jump ball. Third one we've had here in the first few minutes. This time it'll stay with the Cyclone. Duder to trigger it in. Does so. Wide open. Faking the 3 is Abby O'Grady. Foul line jumper by Jewell is a little strong. Riverside had, remember Abby O'Grady at 3 threes against Tolton?
Yeah.
Those role players needed to hit some open shots on the perimeter today. Thompson kicks it out to Selman. Now into the hands of Samaya Ellis. Ellis working against Studer. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Amana Kinlova drives. She traveled, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Third turnover against Wichita Independent.
You know, okay, now that you mentioned that, you're exactly correct. Holton ran a little junk defense. They ran a triangle two that night against Riverside and causing some problems early.
And the full court pressure shown here.
Yeah. And Riverside had some role players step up and hit some shots.
Duncan will handle it one-on-one into the half court. One-handed.
They got a mismatch.
Foul as they tried to get it into Weiser, who was being defended by the much shorter Leah Thompson. Thompson picks up her first personal. Four fouls on this independent team that we mentioned doesn't have a lot of depth. One of the girls on the bench with two is 6 foot junior Steffi Salamu. Inbound to Duncan. Tough shot. No good. Rebound. Battled for on the deck. Rolling over. That's going to be a travel on Riverside as securing the rebound was Thompson, but then she started rolling towards the bench. Cyclones will keep the possession here.
She cannot roll over. I got a technical foul for saying that one time.
That's all you said to get a technical foul?
Well, kind of.
Here's a three. Taylor Weiser. No good. That would have tied us at seven. Now the rebound ripped away by Riverside. Great effort by Jewel. Out to Duncan on the right side. She lost the handle. Here comes Wichita Independent. The pass ahead in transition. Jumper missed by Ellis. Rebounded by Riverside. Both teams seem to be kind of rushing the shots a little bit. And a foul. This one's going against Dina Holmes, the 6'3 senior. So the two big girls in a little foul trouble here for Independent. Both teams continuing to push it in transition, and now our first Riverside free throws of the night will come from Sophie Jewell, the 5'10 junior, averaging 5 points per game. Rattles the first one in. That's her third point. Riverside trailing by two as they'll go to their bench and bring in Cadence Brune. She's one of the two seniors. Brune coming in off the bench here. Little breather for Duncan with 2:08 left first quarter. Jewel is missing the second one long. Rebound to Thompson.
Both these teams are extremely young. Don't play a lot of seniors. They're going to have an opportunity to go back-to-back state tournaments for both of them.
And like we discussed yesterday with the Horton boys, they just had three seniors lost in the opening round against .145 left here in the opening frame. Riverside still matched up. Man-to-man defense. Here's Ellis. Little pull-up jumper again. This one in and out. I can tell she's going to be the focal point on offense for them. Now the ball thrown away by Studer on the deck. Weiser trying to get it back. Lots of bodies on the floor. Ellis sprinting to the other end. Our turnovers are even at four. Here's Ellis, a little stop and go. Pull up. Missed this one over Brune and rebounded by Jewel. Scoring's been a little tough for both teams. O'Grady, a three!
Nice.
And the Cyclones take their first lead of the evening on an Abby O'Grady bomb to make it 8-7 Cyclones. Into the half court comes Amana Kalova. They'll leave it up top for Thompson. They reverse it around to the left side. Selman gets it to Ellis. Ellis against Studer. Gives it back. Stop and go Amana Kalova, and a foul here. Five fouls on Independent. This is going to be just the third foul against Riverside. And it's on Sophie Jewell. It's her first. Nope, her second. But Jewell's got two, and Weiser's got the other one. So Sophie will have to go to the bench here late first quarter. 40 seconds left in the opening period. Monica Mova against Duncan, who just returned for the Cyclones. Here's a drive, pull up, Selman switched it. Sylvia Selman puts the Panthers back up by one. Duncan, 20 seconds left. Weiser posting up. She's saying, ball, ball. They got a mismatch. She's guarded by
a huge mismatch.
5'7 girl. Get it to her. O'Grady on the left. Puts it down low. Power dribble. Back up. O'Grady. Another three. This one's short. Long rebound heading out. Saved in by Independent. Riverside got it, though. And then it's off the knee of O'Grady. And with 5 seconds remaining in the quarter, Panthers will have the ball. In for Riverside is Ella Whistler, a 5'9 freshman.
And it looks like Coach Burns got a little pressure. Try to run the clock down. Make him get a tough shot.
Ellis.
Doesn't go get it off.
Could not get a shot off. Great defense by Hallie Studer. And at the end of one quarter, it's Wichita Independence 9 and your Riverside Lady Cyclones 8. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we're back in 1 minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
With studio engineers Seth Tullison, Justin Fluke, John Holiday back with you, courtside Bramwich Cala Sim. Wichita Independent with the ball. We start the second quarter. Panthers lead 9-8 over the Riverside Cyclones, who had one brief lead at 8-7 on a triple by Abby O'Grady. 3 points for Sophie Jewell and the other two for Taylor Weiser. So only got one shot up in that first quarter.
Start on the bench. Give her a quick blow. I'm sure it'll be short. She's in the bench already, ready to check in.
Good to dress for Weiser here to begin the second frame. Good defense by Riverside. That's what Coach Burns really talked about in the pregame, is how well this team defends. They've defended well in a man-to-man today against Independent. We couldn't get a shot off at the end of the first quarter. Now they've held it for almost 50 seconds here in the second frame. Look at backdoor cut, tough catch, shot in traffic. Goes in for Samaya Ellis. She's got six, and she is a scorer.
And scores, it doesn't really look like a jump shooter. Boy, she's getting shots off. She gets to the rim and falls for it.
Duncan looking to the near side. Nobody home. They have a white tape lineup. Here's a three by Studer. Missed everything. Looking ahead is Monica Mova. She passes it up the court. Tough time catching it by Thompson. But gets it back to Ellis. And now Independent will set up, leading by three. Weiser still on the bench, waiting to check in. 6.5 minutes left here in the first half. Drive and kick up top. Monica Mova, three. That's way short. And the rebound will go out of bounds. Here comes Weiser into the game with two fouls. Steffi Salamu remains on the bench for Independent. They have the other 6'3" girl, Dina Holmes, with one personal currently out there. For Riverside, it is not quite their starting lineup. They got Whistler in there. She's posted up, gets the ball, fake, goes up, and shot blocked by Holmes. That's three blocks, and now an official timeout. If somebody lost
the hair, shocking. Lost the hair braid.
I wish I could describe her hair, but I can't, Coach, other than the length of
it.
Well,
it's a double ponytail that goes down to about her knees.
It's purple. Yes.
Which fits in here in Bramlage.
I hope it doesn't all come apart or start falling loose with that hair braid that fell out of there. 6 minutes left here in the half. Monica Mova drives, kicks, making the wide open three. It's Thompson. She'll put one up over Weiser and missed it. Offensive board by Holm. Out to Ellis. 3-point shot. Bingo!
Wow.
Ellis has scored 9 points already in this game for Independent, who has their biggest lead at 6 points. Duncan coast to coast. Like a bowling ball through the lane, knocking down pins, and a foul finally called against Independent. That's their sixth foul, so the Cyclones will be in the bonus for the rest of this half. And Leah Thompson just picked up her second personal. She's going to go out as Alexa Shadid checks in, a 5'5 sophomore, making her first appearance.
Big scores bench. Girls are having trouble finding a physical score.
Cyclones trail by one at the end of a quarter. Now 5 quick points by Independent. There's a nice inbound play, and underneath it's Ayala Duncan, the freshman, with an easy bucket.
She does not carry herself like a freshman. The girl has confidence. You didn't see any rattle. If I get her. 21.
Pretty good Duncan bloodlines running through Riverside. The two guys on the boys' basketball team carried that squad for much of this season. Almost got them to the state tournament as well. The 2A Horton Substate. Riverside beating Jackson Heights in the championship game of that last Saturday. Now, though, here's Holmes. Tough turnaround, no. Weiser couldn't hang on, but the rebound falls to Whistler. Now here comes Duncan, pushing the tempo again. Down by four. Scoots it in the corner. O'Grady fakes the three. Look at him side, but she threw it away. And then a foul on Whistler after the turnover by O'Grady and the Cyclones. Their fifth one here so far. No pressure by Riverside. It's Duncan, Weiser, Studer, Whistler, and O'Grady. And now Sophie Jewell comes back in with her two personal fouls. And also in is another freshman for Riverside. That's Trinity Jackson that'll come in replacing Ella Whistler. Haven't seen anything yet that would lead you to believe that Riverside doesn't have a great chance to compete and have a chance to win this game.
They're defensively, the only thing they haven't got is got wide to the basketball on a regular basis.
There's a steal by Duncan. Great defense. Look out from behind. She's got numbers trailing her. She keeps the dribble alive in the paint. Now Jewell from the foul line. Shot up, no. Rebound. Jewell crashes in there for it. Holmes and Weiser on the deck as well. And a jump ball with the possession arrow, keeping it with Riverside here. 4:41 to go in the half. Yeah, Weiser's got to get more touches in this offense for Riverside for sure. Jewell going to throw it in. Coach Burns wanting a timeout, and he's going to get it. That's the first timeout call by either coach so far today. We'll take it and step away with 4:41 to go. Second quarter, Wichita Independent 14, the Riverside Girls 10. Back in 30 seconds on KNCA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
KNZA.
Justin Fulk, John Holliday back with you. Riverside basketball. They trail by four here at Class 2A State in Manhattan. A float three, a long one. It's no good by Taylor Weiser on an inbounds play there after the Cyclones timeout. Samaya Ellis with the game-high 9 points, bringing it up the court for Wichita Independent. Now shoots the three, top of the key, and buried it. The second triple of the quarter. He's got 12. Easy to see how she gets to 22 points a game. This Independent team can score. They have five games they scored over 70 this year. Their season high was 84 points. They got scoring threats. For sure, led by Ellis. Halfway through this second quarter, down seven. Weiser across the lane to Jewell, catch and release. Bank shot, no. Weiser rebound. Up strong. Count it. Plus one. Taylor Weiser with the stick back and drew the foul. How long will Independent leave the 6 foot junior Steffi Talamu on the bench with two fouls? At the end of the game is Allie Studer for Riverside after a real quick breather for the junior that one of the best in the Big 7, averaging 3.5 assists per game. Over two steals per outing as well. Weiser is good on the free throw. Three-point play gives her five and trims the deficit down to four. 17-13, Panthers on top. Riverside had one lead of 1 point early in the second frame. Late in the first frame, at 8-7. Off the screen, Shadid, over to Selman. Now back to Amana Kalova. Into the hands of Ellis. All fake. Now a kick out, three, Monikanlova missed it. Rebound, Weiser, tipped it to Studer. Here come the Cyclones, trailing by four, 3:20 left in the half. Duncan, right back to Studer, wide open, a three, short. Rebound falls into the hands of Monikanlova. Here she comes against Duncan. Both teams continue to push, and the ball's thrown away. Studer with the steal. Sixth turnover, the pass ahead, and Jewel can't hang on. And as fast as both teams are moving, Coach, it's almost like both teams maybe need to slow down just a bit.
It is. In a situation like that, you saw Holly Studer coming, flying down the floor. She needs to widen out a little bit. That's going to create a better angle to make that pass. A little narrow. If you don't have a shot at the rim, get wide, and then look for your treaders coming down the floor.
Opportunities blown off turnovers for both these squads. Score remains 17-13. Same five on the court for both squads here at the moment. Monikanlova up top against Duncan. Now Studer trying to defend Ellis. Is so good at creating her own shot. Has scored 12 points already. Here's a low pass. She is able to keep it alive. Monikanlova out. Ellis fakes the long three. Got a screen. Shoots the three up top. Missed this one. Rebounded by Weiser. Riverside's got to help on Ellis because, man, she's good at getting looks.
She's going to pick up a foul. That's going to be her second.
Is it? It's definitely on her. That's put Riverside into the 1-1 bonus. You're right. It is her second. So Ellis joins Salamu and Thompson all with two fouls each. And Taylor Weiser to the line for a 1-1. She is a 65% free throw shooter. Pretty good for a girl that's 6'2". Eyes it and tries it and cannot buy it off the back iron. Duncan tried to save in the rebound, and she does because she deflected it off of Monikanlova, and Riverside will keep it after the missed front end 1-1. Duncan to trigger it in. O'Grady, Jewel, Weiser, and Studer gets the inbound pass. Studer on the near wing. Weiser looks down low to Jewel, working against Combs. Tough shot, bang, in and out. Boy, that one wickedly spun out of there.
We saw that all that last night with Horton.
Approaching the two-minute mark here in the first half, there's a carry of the basketball against Steffi Salamu, who just came back in with two personal fouls. That's turnover number seven against Wichita Independent. Six turnovers on Riverside so far. They got the ball down four as both teams struggled still on the offensive end.
Kind of interesting they put Sophie Salamu on Weiser. They got a pretty good battle going inside right now.
Weiser working hard to try to get position. Here's Jewel, long two. That's in and out. Weiser got the long rebound, bounced it off her foot. O'Grady's there. Now Duncan fakes the three. She drives, passes to Jewel, and it's tipped out of bounds by Shadid, touched it last. It's going to stay here with the Cyclones. Minute 37 left. We talked about Riverside's defense, but Independent playing pretty
good
play as
good
well.
Defense too, and they're physical. Here comes the three ball again.
Weiser on the inbound. No good. 2 of 8, Riverside from behind the half moon. Here's a steal by Weiser. Bad pass way too far up the court. Weiser crosses over. Scoop shot. No, hit the front of the rim. Maybe some contact. Duncan chases down the loose ball. And a reach-in foul against Independence. That'll be their ninth team foul. And so a last 1-1 here for Riverside is Yala Duncan heads to the line for her first free throw of the game. First personal foul on who? I missed it.
One.
Okay.
Monikanlova.
Yep, you got it.
How's that?
Duncan averaging 5 a game as a freshman this year and hits the front end free throw. Riverside has now made 3 of 5 charity strike despite missing a front end 1-1 earlier.
I'm assuming this is a little sister to the big brothers.
Looks a lot like it, doesn't she? She gets both free throws.
She acts like she's been in a few driveway clashes because she... She doesn't look like she has any fear.
I think I'd pay money to watch that driveway to Duncan household.
True statement.
Timeout call by Wichita Independence. Coach E.J. Garnes takes his first one of the day. So one timeout by both teams here in the first half. We've got a 2-point game. Independent led by as many as 7. But Riverside is back within two, and we're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Basketball belonging to Wichita Independent out of a timeout. We hit the one-minute mark here in the second stanza. 17-15, low-scoring affair. There's Salamu driving, kicking up top of three. Imani Kamova missed it again. She's 0-for-3. Long rebound chased down by Salamu, though. She goes baseline through a double team and a foul. It's just a 6-1 on Riverside, so still no free throws yet for the number 5 seed Panthers.
I think it was Nyla Duncan.
Nope. Ooh, it's on Jewel. That's her third. But Jewel's the first player with a third foul in this game, and they keep her in here in the final minute of this first half. She's got to be smart. Riverside switching on the screen. Independent tends to hold it with the clock under 30 seconds now. They lead by two. Stop and go Salamu. Tried the reverse layup and drew the foul. And now it's going to be a 1-1. Now Jewel will come out as Cadence Brun comes into the lineup here. Who's that last foul on? We talked about this last night.
I think that was on Weiser.
Oh, that's her second set. The one thing they don't do here at Bramwich for the high school state tournament is put individual fouls up. No personal fouls up there. They just do team fouls only. 1-1 free throw rolls off by Salamu. Rebounded by Riverside. They have a chance to tie or take the lead here to end the first half. Weiser over to the far side. O'Grady back to Taylor. Taylor into the lane. Leans. And a foul called. And it's number three on Stephen Salamu. Who spent a lot of time on the bench with a couple personals and now picks up her third here with 20 seconds to go till the break. Strong, aggressive take there by Taylor Weiser into the purple paint. She's 1-for-2 at the line. First of a couple this trip is perfect, nothing but net. That's 6 points for Taylor Weiser to lead the Cyclones.
And that strong take, that's what caused the Sophie Solomon to pick up a foul. Could get her feet moving and quick enough to get in front of
Weiser. Weiser rattles in that one. She's going to come out now with two fouls as well. That's a smart move by Cook.
Exactly. That's exactly my thoughts. Was as he steps to himself, don't pick up a cheap one. We're tied it up. Got it right where you want it.
First tie of the game. 17-all, and Riverside has now made 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 15 seconds left. Samaya Ellis. Cyclone's going to have to be ready to help. Help defense. Duder very, very good, but against Ellis, she is fantastic. The sophomore dribbles, now passes it off with 3 seconds left. Up top, here's Imani Kamova. No good, and that'll take us to the break. 17-17, a nice finish to the first half for the number 4 seed Riverside Cyclones to get this one knotted up. They only had one lead at 8-7, but they come from 7 down in the second quarter to tie this game here at the break. Our halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16 and home of the 110% price match guarantee. First half stats and more coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show. We're all tied up back where we started just before tip-off with... Now both teams having 17 points knotted on the scoreboard. Wichita Independent had 9 in the first quarter, 8 in the second. As it turned out, Riverside had 8 in the first quarter and 9 in the second. And these seem like pretty even teams, Coach. The biggest advantage for Riverside, I feel like, is the Panthers' foul trouble and Riverside making 6 of 8 free throws, while Independent only made 1 of 3 from the free throw line. What else stood out to you as differences in the first 16 minutes?
Well, I thought late in the second quarter, you saw that Taylor Weiser started getting some more touches. She had a couple of and-one opportunities, had a couple two-shot opportunities. It was 3 for 3 from the line. And that to me, was kind of what got Riverside going. Riverside played great defensively, with the exception of having going to have a hard time stopping the Ellis girl. She had 12 points in the first half and in a variety of ways, but they really have Wichita Independent in foul trouble. They got the one girl with 3 fouls, and they also have Ellis with 2 fouls. Really like the flavor that Riverside brought, especially that last 4 minutes of the second quarter when they knotted this thing up going into halftime.
Get you some of the first half statistics that are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. First half statistics. And when you need the numbers crunched, it is tax season. Don't forget to call the Optimized Tax Management Group. You can see Mike Tanking K on there or Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services, or visit with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For the visiting Wichita Independent Panthers, they had just 4 players score, and really, Samaya Ellis got 12 of their 17. Only a couple other girls made a shot besides Samaya Ellis, the 5'9 sophomore averaging 22 points per game. She's got 12, including both of the Panther 3-point baskets. Sylvia Selman and Steffi Safi Salamu has 2 points each. Dina Holmes has the other 1. Independent just 1 of 3. At the charity stripe. They're in some foul trouble as well. 6-foot junior Steffi Salamu has 3 personals, 2 for Samaya Ellis and 2 for Leah Thompson. For Riverside, a little bit of foul trouble as well. Sophie Jewell has 3 personals and Taylor Weiser has 2. Weiser leading the first half scoring. She has 7 points. 4 for Niala Duncan and 3 points each for Abby O'Grady and Sophie Jewell. O'Grady made the only 3-point basket for the Riverside girls in that first half. Earlier today, it was Colgan staying undefeated with a 52-38 win over St. Mary's Bears. So both St. Mary's girls and boys teams losing in the first round of the state tournament here in Manhattan this year. Colgan will get the winner of our game, which is currently tied 17-17 at the break. That semifinal coming up at 4 p.m. tomorrow here in Manhattan. You know, both teams, we talked about it, maybe trying to go a little bit too fast as well. The official stats haven't been posted yet, but I had Wichita Independent for 8 turnovers, and Riverside was 7, probably more than both teams would like. But both defenses were good. I mean, you look at a 17-17 time, you know, there wasn't a lot of easy shots missed. There just wasn't a lot of shots attempted, partially because of the turnovers, and partially I just felt like that both teams really kind of D'd up and didn't allow their opponent anything easy.
Well, you know, one of the things when you get to this level, I think scouts are important and matchups are extremely important as well. I thought that Wichita Independent, first quarter especially, did a really good job with their defense. They knew that they had to take Weiss out of the game. That's why you saw Sophie Jewell had a couple opportunities. Nyla Duncan also got some buckets early. And then, you know, when looked at, like Riverside kind of figured some things out. You know, when they were getting Weiss to the ball a little bit higher, they got a couple three-point shots that didn't score anything. But that starts dragging the defense out. Then you start taking it on the bounce to the rim where she got fouled and she got to hit a couple pull-ups. You know, maybe not back-to-back basket player, but she was hitting those in those 10, 12-foot jump shot mid-range jumpers. So, and I thought Riverside did a great job. You know, we talked earlier that Coach Burns was very happy with his defense, and he's got to go in his halftime and taking the same thing that he saw the whole game. This group has held somebody to 17 who's been scoring a lot of points and some tough matchups. They did a great job with the big girls inside. Struggled a little bit. Ellis got her shots off, but I think she's going to get her shots off against about anybody.
A couple other final stats as we just got the official stats here at halftime. Riverside shoots only 20%. They made 5 of 25 shots in the first half. 1 of 9 on three-pointers for Riverside, but they did get some help making 6 of 8 free throws. For Wichita Independent, they only shot 33%. They were 7 of 17 from the field in the first half. Only 2 of 7 for Wichita Independent from three-point land and the 1 of 3 from the free throw line, as mentioned. Officially, they have Independence with 10 turnovers. Had Riverside right with 7, but they had Wichita Independent with a total of 10 turnovers in that first half and a little bit of foul trouble as well. It's all tied up here at the break. Riverside and Wichita Independent at 17-17. Don't forget, games coming up on our network of stations later this evening. It'll be Prairie LeCompton and Hutch taking on Southeast of Saline in a boys game. The Axel boys play Buckland tonight in the late game at 8 o'clock. That one is in Great Bend. All along with all of it online, MSCSports.net, including all the results and stories from yesterday's first round contest as well. We owe you one more timeout. We'll step away here for 2 minutes. The halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway K-16. Second half action straight ahead.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paint work, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineers Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. Courtside, Bramwich, Kyle Sim in Manhattan. Quick start to the second half as both teams get a basket. It's Steffi Salamu, the 6-foot junior, that scores for Wichita Independent, and then Taylor Weiser getting it down low and able to bank one in for Riverside. Weiser now has 9 points, and our game remains tied. It's 19-19. Independent in the visiting black uniforms with the blue numerals and letters trimmed in white. They're now coming to the near side, going left to right, and a miss shot there, rebounded by the Cyclone. Studer in the white jersey pushes it ahead to Weiser in transition. Yes, Taylor Weiser, her second bucket of the second half, and the Cyclones have the lead by two. Quick start.
That was a quick start. Taylor scoring in a couple different areas, got a run out there, showing her athleticism and earlier on a good move in the paint.
Half-foul low to Salamu, who sends it across the baseline to Amana Kudlova, and she traveled with the basketball. That's 11 turnovers on Wichita Independent. We'll apply a little token of full-court man-to-man pressure here as Weiser comes to get the basketball and says, I got this, can bring it up the court. Well, teams have been matched up player-to-player defensively the whole game. Here's Weiser again. Might have forced that one, a lean-in shot that wouldn't go. And the outlet to Salamu.
Salamu trying to make up for lost time.
Yeah, was on the bench with a couple. Has 3 fouls now. Here's a 3-ball short. Long rebound to Duncan, who wants to run to the other end. Thelman just missed that three. Both teams struggled offensively, shooting it from behind the arc at the first half.
And Ellis, who had a bunch of points first half, and yet to get a ball touch.
Duncan, 6 minutes left here in the third quarter. Weiser across the paint. Jewel wide open. Shot left short. Couldn't quite use the glass. I think she was shocked how wide open
yeah.
she was.
A lot. Scared her.
Right side of the lane there. Jewel couldn't finish that one. She's got 3 points. Riverside ahead, 21-19. Over 2 minutes gone by here in the third. Drive by Selman and a kick. Here's Amana Kudlova, struggled in the first half, going 0-for-5 from the floor. Now Ellis, who has a game-high 12 points. Super sophomore, slick with the basketball. She gives this one to Salamu in the paint. One-handed shot, up and in. That'd be Steffi Salamu with 6 points now, her second bucket of the second half. Baseline O'Grady didn't catch it cleanly, but still shot it. Got a friendly
got it.
Off the iron. Abby O'Grady with her second made bucket. Cyclones back ahead 23-21. They only had one lead in the first half, an 8-7. Salamu going underneath, tried to find Holmes, but wasn't ready for it. Another Independent turnover. Good idea there. Salamu looks like a different player in the second half. O'Grady trying to get it to Weiser, but it's stolen away by Salamu. And her behind-the-back pass nearly went out of bounds.
She about threw that one away, too.
Here comes Amana Kudlova. Thumbs up. Gets Riverside's tight man-to-man defense. Here's a lob. Tough catch, Salamu. Faking against Weiser, who has 2 fouls. Now tripped away by Sophie Jewell. And we get a jump ball, possession arrow to Riverside. That's going to go down as another Panthers turnover. Great help defense there by the Cyclones.
It was. And then when the ball went down there, we had players from both teams getting after. You know, that's the thing about this is a great girls basketball game we got going on here. Both these teams want this basketball game and get to play again tomorrow.
Just checking in with Ella Whistler as Jewel goes out with her 3 personal fouls. Whistler gets it to fellow freshman Duncan. Cyclones have matched their big lead again at just 2 points here in the second half. Duncan all the way, shot no good, partially blocked, and the rebound by Ellis. First time she touched the ball here in the second half.
Say.
4 minutes gone by. Quick reversal around the perimeter over to Salamu in the far corner. She's working against Whistler, the freshman. Tried to scoot the pass. Probably should have chopped that one. Duncan gets the steal. North Riverside takeaway here in this third quarter. They kick it out, and it's bounced out of bounds. That time tried to kick it to O'Grady for a three. Taylor Weiser dribbling down the lane, and Cyclops give it back. That's the first Riverside turnover in this half.
You know, that's Tara Schill's ball handling skills. Nobody really stopped her. You know, she made that pass a little early. Take it to the rim, make the defense stop you, then find your open man if they get people to you.
Ellis against Studer. Up top to Monica Lovu. Gets the screen here from Salamu. Tried to pick and roll, but it's tipped by Whistler. Good defense. Three, missed, and it's rebounded by Weiser. Averaging a double-double, working on it today. She's got 11 points. She's playing the point guard right now. Brings it up. She blows by Salamu. All the way. Count it. Plus one. Taylor Weiser has exploded here in the second half, and the Cyclones have their biggest lead of the game.
I'm not sure that foul was on, but boy, Taylor went coast to coast and made it look easy.
If it was on Salamu, that was her fourth. She checks out.
I'm guessing that is correct.
She's made a couple passes as Weiser completes the three-point play with the free throw, puts Riverside ahead 26-21. She's been doing a good job of creating, but then she's been making passes when I feel like she could just put the ball up.
Yeah.
Timeout call. Wichita Independent head coach E.J. Garnes takes the timeout. Riverside up 5. 3 minutes and 1 second to play here in the third quarter. Live from Bramwich Coliseum, it's 2A state quarterfinal basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan, Kansas, 26-21. Riverside girls leading Wichita Independent, who just took their second timeout of the day. Johnson Fluke, John Holiday with you. And Wichita Independent will have the basketball. Taylor Weiser had 7 at halftime, and she scored 7 quick ones here, Coach, in the third quarter.
Well, she has really exerted herself. You know, most of her points were within 500 of the rim, but in fact, all of them are, except for the free throw. But, boy, the coast-to-coast and the ball handling was impressive.
Ellis lobs it out to Stelman. Now back to Ellis, top of the key. Nice move. Got by Studer. Pulls up and hit a long two. She can almost get her shot anytime she wants, and they need to let her shoot more.
That was her first shot attempt in, 5.5 minutes of the second half.
She's got 14 now to match Weiser. Here's a pass tipped away from Duncan and stolen. Riverside with their 9th turnover, 2 of them in this second half. Independence turned it over 4 times in this half already. There's a little bump foul after Monica Lova faked the 3-point shot. She was bumped on the drive by Duncan, and that's the first personal. In comes Cadence Spruan, replacing Ella Whistler. Underneath their own basket, Wichita Independent with Salamu on the bench, who came out and made 2 big shots early in the third quarter. Now it's Ellis trying to create again against Studer, a baseline little floater up in
wow.
The 16 for the sophomore. And she's made that shot about 3
yeah,
times already today. Duncan coast-to-coast blocked. Dina Holmes just standing there at 6'3", just taps it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cyclones, and we're under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
You know, there's no question that, you know, she may not be the best athlete on the floor, but she plays her role very, very well. She's straight up. You haven't got her in foul trouble.
Nice pass.
Ball. Weiser.
Inbound, and Taylor able to finish the shot. Little kiss off the window. 16, as Weiser says, I can match you, Samaya Ellis. Now it's right in front of us. Now to Monica Lova. She's given a little bit of room by Duncan here on the perimeter and hands the ball off to Selman. To the near side it comes Ellis. Ellis against Suter. Riverside and Wichita Independent both been playing man-to-man. Here's the ball knocked free, picked up by O'Grady. Another Panther turnover. Their 15th one of the game. O'Grady into the half court. Near side, Studer. Passes up the open three. Kicks it up top. Duncan fakes. She drives and kicks. Studer, long range. Rip it up! 1, 2, 3 points for Allie Studer on that shot. And the lead is 6. Studer's first points of the evening. With 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Cyclones have connected twice now from long distance. Ellis hands to Selman. Riverside needing to stop. Up top, here's Monica Lova driving, kicking it, throwing it away. She threw it to her head coach, E.J. Garnes, over there on the bench. And man alive, with 16 turnovers, Independence right now, their own worst enemy.
I was going to say, they're unraveling right now. Riverside just needs to take advantage of it. See if they're going to play for one. I don't think so. I think they're going to run set.
40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Suter over to O'Grady. Now Duncan up top, back to O'Grady. As they're working inside, ball kicked. We'll reset with 32 seconds to go here in this third quarter, which Riverside has a 14-7 advantage.
In a great third quarter, and he can finish his last 32 seconds out.
Weiser gets it, attacks, shot partially blocked away, taken by Dina Holmes at 6'3". Not too many times Weiser has her shot blocked.
No.
Got a couple six-footers on the other team as Weiser here today.
I like the way these officials call it. They don't bail peelers out. If the bigs are playing straight up, they're going to let them play fed up and play on.
8 seconds left. Ellis working against Suter, drives, tripped up. Fouled with 4 seconds to go. And to your point, Coach, this foul is our third foul called here in the third quarter. So they are letting them play. And maybe a little bit of leg cramps there as Ella.
That's got to look like it. I don't know. She come around the corner and got tripped up.
Low to get to her feet. Wasn't a shooting foul. She's still a little gimpy here. Wichita Independent will have to bring her out.
Interesting. Tells you how big this possession is. Of course, it's one shot. They're going to make a lobs attempt here.
Yep. Lob to Salamu. Turn, shot, short, rebound, put back. Yes. They got 2 shots in the final 4 seconds, and Dina Holmes made the field goal to pull it to a 4-point game.
Opportunistic.
Still a great third quarter for the Cyclones to take a 4-point lead into the fourth stanza here tonight. It's Riverside 31, Wichita Independent 27, and this is a full 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Farmer State Bank in Wasina has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwasina.com. Farmer State Bank in Wasina, member FDIC.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty gun safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit. Or log on to jessicastuder.com.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. Riverside Girls leading by 4 heading into the fourth quarter. Maya Ellis back out there after leaving late in the third quarter. Riverside will stay matched up here. They won that frame 14-10 after we were all tied at 17 at halftime. A 3 by Ellis, no good. Rebound comes to O'Grady. And a good job by Riverside on the defensive glass here in this game. Except at the end of that third quarter, I guess, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of putback there to make it 4 instead of 6. Big lead for Riverside is 31-25.
Weiser gets it on the post up. goes over right shoulder for the bucket. But a big half for Taylor Weiser, who now has a game-high 18 points. Cyclones match the big lead now of a six-point margin. It's going to be quite a bit of standing around, a little confusion by Wichita Independent. And back to the bench with their four fouls is Salazar, their six-foot junior. Riverside's extended. It's extended the pressure and backdoor cut.
Nice pass. Thompson missed the shot. Rebound tipped into the hands of Duncan. Riverside wants to push. Duncan, the freshman, goes down the middle all the way. Missed it short. Rebound out of play, and it'll stay here with Riverside. 6:36 left in this fourth quarter. And back in with four fouls comes Salamu. Steffi, Toppy, Salamu. 6 foot junior.
You see Weiser step back. No.
They set up a screen for O'Grady. Three straight away, just like you draw it up. Abby O'Grady, her second three-pointer, and the lead is up to nine. Here's Ellis. Nice pass. Holmes wasn't ready for it. She fell down with the basketball. We get a tie-up here. The possession arrows going to the Cyclone. So Riverside going to get it back up by nine. You see that play a lot. Yeah. Independent acted like they'd never seen it. Three girls set a screen for Abby O'Grady, who got the long pass behind him and hit the three-pointer straight away.
Well, Abby, you knew O'Grady. What was coming, just didn't know who was going to get it.
Riverside with the ball and a chance to go up two possessions. Good time to be a little bit patient here with the ball. Studer.
Another free ball.
This one rattles out. Weiser tips it, keeps it alive. Cyclones get a bonus possession. Off the missed three by Cadence Brune. And now we got a foul on Independence. As mentioned, just four losses for this Panther squad this season, and only one game has been decided by fewer than 6 points. So I feel like they're getting pretty frustrated.
Yeah,
right
they
now.
Are. They're not happy with things.
Weiser misses, but gets fouled by Dina Holmes. 6'3 junior picks up her second, I believe. Yep.
Two free throws?
Yep. Team foul number three on the Panthers. Only two fouls on Riverside here in the second half as Weiser continues to add to her point total. She's got 19 and a chance for 20 here on this next free throw. Taylor had 2 points at the end of the first quarter. The game's gone on. Weiser has got better.
Just been dominating. 20. I got her. 6 for 6 from the line.
6 for 7. She missed the front end of a 1-1 in that second quarter. Now a foul against Riverside. A bump foul on the dribble.
Yeah.
And it's on Allie Studer, just her first personal foul. Panthers underneath their own bucket here. And what happened?
They got her. No, she moved away from the spot. It was a spot throw in, and she stepped out and called it travel. You don't see that call very often, really. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's, you're supposed to have 3 feet. You're supposed to be able to get a step. And I didn't see, but that's exactly what the call was. She moved from her spot. And Riverside gets a turnover. See if they go up.
Deuter pushes it ahead. 3-on-1 across the lane. Duncan and a foul of Cadence Brune. That was a great press break. Inbound to Weiser. Got it right back to Studer, the inbounder. And she just sprinted into the half court. Fouled Duncan for a 2-on-1. Duncan's pass to Brune. And the foul called will put Brune at the line for a chance to get in the scorebook here tonight. And she missed it short. One more coming.
What a great. If the team's going to press you, you can shoot layups to the other end. That's going to get them out of there in a hurry. But they, you know, you got to. Wichita Independent's in a situation they're going to have to pressure the basketball.
Riverside made 9 of 12 after that miss at the line. Now 9 of 13 is both missed by Brune. Weiser on the deck trying to keep the ball alive. We get another tie up, and this time the possession arrow will favor the Panthers. Riverside has made 3 threes in this game. They only had one lead in the first half and trailed by as many as 6 but in control now, leading by 11 points. Riverside ahead 38-27. Here's a drive by Ellis. Too strong with the shot. O'Grady with the rebound. Let's defenders go by, and now jogs into the half court with just under 5.5 minutes to play. Coach Burns with the signal from the far sideline. Duncan, a pass into the land of Giants, missed the shot. Rebounded by Holmes.
Said that several times. Hasn't got bailed out yet.
Ellis trying to create. Step back. Got an open three. Little breathing room, but it's in and out, no good. Tipped by Salamu, and the follow is in there. Steffi Sally Salamu gets points number 7 and 8. Here's O'Grady. A three. Blocked. They say cleanly out of bounds. O'Grady thought she was hit on the arm, and she released that when catching her from behind was Leah Thompson.
I like the no call.
Officials a little play, no doubt. A lot more fun to broadcast and probably play and coach as well. Duncan takes the three. Gets it out to Studer. 4 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. O'Grady's got 8 points. There's the lob to Weiser. Going up against Salomon with four fouls. Taylor missed a turnaround, and the lead remains 9 here for Riverside. Salamu into the half court. Bounced it off her knee. That is 19 turnovers by Independent.
And the frustration starts to show.
Full court pressure here. Riverside gets it in. Pass ahead. Weiser wasn't looking, but turns just in time to get the pass from Studer. Now Taylor glides to the basket and is fouled. She's fouled on the floor by Dina Holmes, and that's going to be her third personal. Also, team foul number 5 against the Panthers. This one on the floor with 4:15 left to go in this game. Lob to Weiser, turn, shoot, misses, rebound, and an outlet ahead. Here's Selman on the run. Finds Thompson, crosses into the lane, stolen away by Duncan. The freshman says, I'll take that, and now Weiser, left side, layup, count it! 22 for Taylor Weiser. Cyclones up by 11 with 4 minutes to go.
What a turn of events. Got back, got steal. Duncan goes coast to coast, dishes it off to Weiser for the layup, and Weiser with a defensive rebound. Here we go again.
Quick shot missed by Independent. Now Studer on the attack. Bounces it down though. Brune wide open. She's got a basket. And the Cyclones are dominating with the capital D. 42-29, Riverside has exploded, playing phenomenal basketball here in the second half. The lead is the biggest of the night with 3:45 to go. And a timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in half a minute on KNZA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Riverside's extended the lead 42-29 here over halfway through the fourth quarter. And seems like everything's going right, and on the previous possession there, Independent keeps turning it over, and that time they didn't even try to get back defensively.
No, that was just the nails almost in the coffin if you're a Riverside fan. Which side Independent's going to have to make something happen in a hurry?
Tobias Ellis has been held to just 2 field goals in the second half, none in the fourth quarter. Little one-handed shot up and missed short by Salamu, rebounded by Riverside. No second-chance opportunities for the Panthers. Weiser's got 22. Dribbling and gets it to Duncan. Freshman's had a couple big steals here in the second half. Al Studer's got it, defended by Ellis as we hit 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Good time to be patient if you're Riverside. Lob. Wiser bumped from behind, and that's foul number four. So Dina Holmes and Steffi Salamu, the 2 6-foot-plus girls, have each 4 fouls now. And the Cyclones will be in the bonus the rest of this game. Studer to trigger it in. Under 3 minutes now to go. Game was tied at 17 at halftime, and Riverside dominated since then. Duncan without the dribble, hands to Studer. I got Riverside for 1 turnover. Shot by Wiser down low, no good. Second half has been almost flawless for the Cyclones here tonight. Monica Nova hits the break, gets it to home. Jumper up, no, but a foul. Little push with the body there. It's going to go against Duncan, and that'll be just her second foul, but I think 2 free throws here for Independent, right?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is every set that they've run, that which Independent run has been for Sofi Salamu, we haven't seen Samaya Ellis. Very few touches in the second half, and she has dominant first half.
Free throw for Holmes, no good. 1 of 4 is Wichita Independent from the free throw line. By the way, that was foul number 3 on Nyla Duncan, not number 2. So Duncan's got 3, Jules got 3, Wiser's got 2 fouls. Riverside's in good shape there. Next free throw rattles through. Dina Holmes has 4 points to afford the line. Only 4 players have scored for Wichita Independent. Here's a deflection by Ellis. Now the ball into the half court to Wiser. 2.5 minutes to go, and Wiser's fouled, and she's going to go to the line for a 1-1, where the Cyclones have a chance to pad the lead here, currently up by 12. Wiser already with 15 points here in the second half. Run-in free throw is nothing but the bottom of the net.
He makes it look so easy.
7 for 8 from the foul line for Taylor Wiser here tonight. Trying to push the lead to 14, and she does. Never a doubt. Ellis, she's got to be shooting. Here's Monica Lova for 3. That's so good. She's 0 for 7 today shooting the basketball. Allie Studer with the rebound. She's bumped and fouled by Selman, and it'll be Studer this time heading to the line. For another 1-1, team foul number 8 picked up there against the Panthers. Wiser's got 24?
I got her for 25.
25 points now. 1-1 for Studer, perfect. How about Riverside's free throws here today? Phenomenal.
Well, true, their free throw coach is, but they could be making a lot of money in the NBA.
That one rattles in for Hallie Studer. She's now got 5 points, and Riverside's made 13 out of 16 from the free throw line. Blocked by Wiser. She just rejected Samaya Ellis. Wiser up the court. Look out from behind. 2 minutes to go. Cyclones by 16, their biggest lead. Undefeated in top seed Pittsburgh Colgan would be next tomorrow afternoon again here at 4 at Bramlage. And a whistle away
number
from
5.
The ball. Push off on Salamu, going to end her night.
Yep. She looks like she could be a talent.
Finishes with just 8 points here in this game. And Taylor Wiser back at the line for the final 1-1. That was team foul number 9. Wiser missed the front end short that time.
He's human.
Time running out for the Panthers. Their first state tournament appearance since 2017, just the 2nd in school history. Ellis pops the 3. It's no good. Rebound to Amonica Lova. She sends it out on the wing to Selman, who skips it back over to Ellis. Ellis against Studer. Baseline drive. Floater up, no. Air ball long. Rebounded by Duncan. 1:25 to go. Here comes Isla Duncan, the freshman, into the half court. Riverside will continue to milk the clock here, up by 16. This game all over except the final score. The one girls team from the Big 7 League to make a state tournament this year is about to make a statement and continue school history with their first ever state tournament berth and about to pick up their first ever state tournament win. Studer is fouled and will head to the line, this time to shoot two. Game that was tied 17-all at halftime. Studer's silky smooth. Another free throw since in at point number six. And now clearing the bench is Coach E.J. Garns for Wichita Independent.
Think about it, with only three kids on the bench, it doesn't take long to clear it, does it?
Right. You can't even replace all your starters, right? You got one girl fouled out, so. Second free throw short by Studer. Long rebound, and that's out off of Leah Thompson. And the Riverside girl's going to keep the ball ahead 47-30.
That's just a kind of indication of the way things have gone, especially the second half. Riverside beat one ever loose ball, ever 50-50 ball. Here's a nice pass.
Wow, Weiser. Nice find to Sophie Jewell. That was a great inbounds play. They got Weiser on the far side of the court in the lane, and then the defense collapsed, and she found Jewell wide open on the block.
Got the lob and found her open teammate.
That ball hit the side of the backboard, and it's going to be Riverside possession. In this fourth quarter, Coach, Riverside has scored 18 points, and Wichita Independent has scored three.
And
that's the way to finish.
We've got a 30-second timeout from Riverside.
Mainly to make some substitutions, but we'll take it. So let's step away here. 48 seconds remaining. Riverside starters are coming out because they lead 49-30 here in the Little Apple.
For more than five decades, Engelman Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engelman Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Final minute of the game. Freshman Trinity Jackson, freshman Ella Whistler checking into the lineup for Riverside. They've also brought sophomore Carmen Baldwin into the game as Coach Craig Burns getting everybody in the action here in the first state tournament appearance for the Riverside girls. An 18-3 fourth quarter, Wichita Independent not going to foul. And in the second half, a 32-13 second half is the final seconds coming off the clock. Ebony Alvarez, another freshman, also in there for Riverside.
That's a happy Riverside bench.
49-30, the Cyclones making history in their first state tournament appearance. Chalk up a W, and they'll get top seed and undefeated Pittsburgh Colgan tomorrow in the 2A state semifinals. That game scheduled to tip at 4 p.m. tomorrow here on KNZA. That was a dominating second half when Riverside got the lead. It seemed like the Panthers just kind of threw in the towel pretty quick, and the Cyclones kept pouring it on in a complete team effort.
Well, you saw Riverside made a couple adjustments. You know, obviously, Weiser got the ball a lot more. She started in a hurry to get the tempo going for her in the second half. Defensively, they just completely shut down anything that Wichita Independent wanted to do. Leading scorer for the first half, I think she had, four in the second half. Wichita Independent just what they had 13 points second stanza, and it's just we talked about it last night with the Horton. If you can't score, you're not going to win at this level. And boy, what a great showing for the Riverside community, Riverside girls, with what they're going to think. Here's the reward. Now they get to go play the number one seed, and that's what state basketball is all about.
No doubt, Riverside's guaranteed themselves two more games. They'll play Friday and then Saturday for either third place or the championship game as well here in the Octagon of Doom. Stay tuned, our postgame coming up. Final score, Riverside girls 49, Wichita Independent 30.
Over.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Farmer State Bank in Wasina has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwasina.com. Farmer State Bank in Wasina, member FDIC.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wasina, a tradition in quality service.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wasina.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Man Happiness as the Riverside Cyclones celebrate their first state tournament appearance and win in school history. Riverside girls now 21-3. They have avenged all three of those losses already this season, and they are moving on to the 2A state semifinals where they'll take on undefeated Pittsburgh Colgan tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. What a tale of two halves in this game. Riverside only had one lead the entire first half, and that was 8-7. The game was tied 17-17 at intermission. Riverside got up by 6 late in the third quarter, but Independent made a shot to beat the buzzer at the end of the third. And we had a four-point game going into the fourth. You kind of felt like this one was going to come down to the wire, but Wichita Independent pretty sloppy with the ball, a lot of turnovers, and once Riverside took the lead, they never looked back, and it seemed like the Panthers kind of gave up or threw in the towel a little bit quickly there after they fell behind, and Riverside puts up an 18-3 fourth quarter to finish this game. They hold Independent to just one made field goal and one free throw in the final 8 minutes. Coach Holliday mentioned Samaya Ellis, who had 12 points at halftime, only made two baskets the entire second half, and Taylor Weiser exploded. How about the juniors? Four juniors on this Riverside team combined for all but 6 of their points. They got 43 out of the 49 did the four juniors, led by Taylor Weiser with 25. Abby O'Grady had 8. Allie Studer had 6. And Sophie Jewell had 5. The non-junior points today came from Nyla Duncan, the freshman, with 4. Cadence Bruin had 2 on an open basket late for the senior, one of just 2 seniors on this team for Riverside. But that was as dominating as a second half, and especially of a fourth quarter, as you'll see in any state tournament type game.
So that's no question. And, you know, Riverside struggled going get going in the first half. You know, you didn't see Weiser touch the ball much. You couldn't score the points. And, you know, they had that little flurry right before halftime. They were down 17-13, scored the last 4 points going in at halftime, and they came out Got several buckets early, got it in transition, got it to the rim, really made it easy because that defense led the offense. And that got things going. And, boy, you know, you talk about body language. You know, that's one of the things I was always kind of watching. And as you saw Riverside gain some confidence and you saw Riverside carry themselves in a championship manner, you didn't see the facial expressions. And when you saw Wichita Independent, with every missed shot, with every turnover, with every call they didn't think they got, they just slowly wilted away. And then late in the last stanza, they just kind of gave up the ghost. They just weren't going to fight their way through it. But credit to Riverside, because Riverside just took everything away from them. You know, I'd be curious to know what Coach Burns said at halftime, you know, what adjustments have he made to change the course, because – bottle that up, sell it, you're going to make a lot of money, Coach Burns.
Free throw is a big determining factor here today as well. And I think this is kind of a reflection of how aggressive Riverside played in this game, but Wichita Independent only 2 of 5 from the free throw line, and Riverside ended up 14 out of 20. They actually missed 4 free throws there kind of late in the fourth quarter, but 14 of 20, very good for Riverside at the free throw line here today. And they also did a good job taking care of the ball. You know, turnovers were pretty even at the half, and Riverside only shot 20% in the first half, so you had to think that maybe that wasn't going to continue. But in the second half, I only had Riverside for 3 turnovers the entire second half, and Independent had double-digit turnovers in the second half. They had over 20 turnovers for the game, did the Panthers, who end their season with a record of 19 wins and 5 defeats this season. So free throws, turnovers, and with that shooting percentage, certainly shot back up for Riverside. And it kind of started with getting wiser the ball. That opened some other things up, but Taylor kind of took over, as you mentioned, in that second half.
Well, what you ended up with, 25 tonight?
Yep.
And, you know,
7 at halftime.
Yeah, definitely a subpar first half for her. I think she only had 2 at the end of the first quarter as well. And boy, it took off. You know, talk about this year. We're going to send Riverside to the semis against a very, very good basketball team. Let's make no ends, just the butts about it. They've got the work cut out for it. But after today, the confidence level, I think you're going to see them compete at a high level. And then, you know, the one thing that you're not going to see this year, but, boy, what a great springboard for summer ball for Coach Burns is, you know, Riverside's now the odds-on favorite to win the Big 7. Riverside's now going to be an odds-on favorite to get back to the state tournament. And a case can be made for Riverside to be the odds-on favorite to be a state champion next year. That's a big jump in a few years' time.
Yeah, this is a team that hadn't posted a winning record in a long, long time. Got close last year going 10-12, but no doubt a big breakthrough here this season. And, yeah, that's actually what I was going to ask you. Like, I mean, Nemaw loses, you know, a couple all-state caliber girls, and you know, they were right up there at the top of the league this year. And some teams that, of course, are always going to be around in contention. But that is, I think you're right. The Riverside girls, with everybody coming back, 4 junior starters that got it done, and the Duncan girl that'll be a sophomore. That is a impressive lineup. Indeed. Hey, by the way, Marysville's boys won today at 3A in Hutchinson. They beat Collegiate. That was a really close game, and then Marysville won it late. 47-41, making some free throws in the final minute to hang on. Marysville 47-41 over Collegiate. That's a boys game in Class 3A in Hutchinson. Again, a couple games still coming up on our MSC Sports Radio Network. We have Perry LeCompton boys against Southeast of Saline. That game from Hutch on 103.9 KNZA. And the Axtell boys play on 92.1 later tonight against Buckland. Axtell in 1A Division 2, they are at Great Bend for their opening round state game, and plenty of semifinals coming up tomorrow as well. Waiting to see if the final official stats will be posted. I was curious to know Riverside's final shooting percentage after just 20%. They only made 5 out of 25 shots in the first half, and I was curious to say what it did, but they haven't updated those final stats yet officially. Wichita Independent only had 4 girls score, led by Samaya Ellis with 16, Steffi Sapi Salamu with 8. Dina Holmes had 4. Sylvia Selman had 2. You know, early foul trouble for Salamu. Some of that foul trouble might have taken Independent out of their game a little bit as well, especially in the first half, and some girls that were playing with some foul trouble. But for a team that averages 58 a game and has scored over 75 times, I mean, maybe we should be talking a little bit more about the Riverside defense right now, too.
Well, that's, you know, there's a lot of truth to that statement. You know what? One of the things that you didn't see, obviously, and that's what I was talking about earlier with Coach Burton. What did he say? What did we do? Was there any changes that they made to take, you know, the independent leading score, the L squirrel out of the equation? Seemed like everything they wanted to run was Sophie Talmua. Try to get her the basketball. She sat on the bench for most of the first half. She was getting the shots the second half. She hit a couple. Was aggressive with a few things, but just, you know, never could get the lid off the basket. And maybe that was their game plan going in with her sitting on the bench. So the Ellis girl had to take over. You know, seeing them one time, it's really hard to tell. But they just, especially after that first, you know, first quarter, just seemed out of sync offensively. A lot of one-on-one play, tried to get, you know, ran a little pick-and-roll action, and Riverside shut that down as well. But, boy, they just never got to the battle we thought it might be in the paint, because Riverside dominated both ends of the floor today.
I want to give a quick shout-out to our Riverside State Basketball Tournament sponsors. They include Taylor Seed Farms, also Euler Law Office, Jade Millwright, Jessica Suter at State Farm Insurance in Wathena. Also thanks to Kirkwood & Co. in Highland, MCON in Wathena, Hingeman Drainage, appreciate Roger, also Grain Belt Insurance with Nolan Franken, DC Drug in Troy, Paul and the gang at Harmon Rohde Funeral Home, also Farmers State Bank in Wathena, and Grants Repair, all state basketball tournament sponsors, making the live play-by-play broadcast possible, not only today, but now tomorrow at 4 p.m. We'll be back with Riverside in their semifinal game against Colgan. And I mentioned at the start of the broadcast today, Coach, that after playing in the Big 7 League, Riverside should not be intimidated by anybody that they see here at the state tournament. Now, Colgan's a little bit similar as a 2A school that plays larger schools in pretty good competition during the year, but Riverside needs not worry about a 23-0 Colgan team and be intimidated, because as we started the broadcast, we'll end it as well. The Big 7 has this 2A Riverside girls team, I think, prepared for anything here in Manhattan this week.
Well, it's been like that for years. You know, you go back over the course of the last probably 30 years, at least that's how far I go back. If you got a Big 7 team in the state tournament, they had an excellent opportunity to compete for a state championship. The Nemaha Valleys, Nemaha Centrals, the Sabethas, the Holtons at that point in time, and now it's Riverside's turn that's taking that torch and is carrying it on. And, you know, it's competitive Big 7, you know, it's steel sharpened steel, and I think we saw tonight with Riverside team that's razor sharp right now here in Bramley's Coliseum, and is poised to make a run to try to make something special happen. Actually, they already have,
right?
But to make something even more special happen on Friday and Saturday.
So tomorrow, 4 p.m. for the Riverside girls against Pitt Colgan here at 2A State in Manhattan. Again, that game will be broadcast right here on 103.9. KNZA. That's going to wrap it up. The Riverside girls win it 49-30 over the Wichita Independent Panthers. For studio engineer Seth Tollison and for John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.